Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 31st, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of business and corporate news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Civeo Corporation, CVO, 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Civeo Corporation for the third quarter of 2025. Civeo reported revenue of $170.5 million and adjusted EBITDA of $28.8 million, slightly below estimates. The increase in EBITDA was driven by strength in Australia and cost-cutting initiatives in Canada. Operating cash flow was $13.8 million, with $5.6 million in capital expenditures. The company ended the quarter with net debt of $170 million. In Canada, revenue was $46 million, with adjusted EBITDA of $8.0 million, showing improvement despite a decline in billed rooms. In Australia, revenue was up 7% to $124.5 million, with adjusted EBITDA up 19% to $26.7 million. The company continues to focus on capital allocation with a share repurchase program and guidance for 2025 and 2026. Valuation analysis suggests a range of $26.73 to $31.99 using DCF and $27.82 to $31.58 using EV/EBITDA.
Went Partners expands Toronto office to support Canadian growth. Went Partners is expanding its Toronto office to support Canadian growth, relocating to 180 John Street in Old Toronto. This move reflects the company's commitment to serving Canadian enterprises with HubSpot CRM implementation. With USD to CAD pricing parity, Canadian clients can save up to 30% on services. Samantha Cannon has been appointed as Toronto office lead, bringing years of experience to help Canadian businesses grow smarter through CRM transformation. Went Partners, headquartered in New York City, continues to serve enterprise clients globally, with a focus on integrated, scalable HubSpot CRM systems. The company looks forward to partnering with more Canadian businesses on their digital transformation journey.
Close the AI skills gap fast. Mindflare AI introduces new workforce development model for Q4. As organizations rush to integrate AI, a new challenge has emerged. The technology is ready, but people aren't. Studies show that executives view AI as crucial for growth, yet most employees lack the skills to use it effectively. Companies leveraging AI see up to 3 times higher revenue per employee growth. However, 68% of executives report a moderate to extreme AI skills gap in their organizations. Only 1/3 of organizations say employees are adequately trained for AI-related roles. Just 22% of employees know how to use prompt engineering effectively. Mindflare AI introduces a new workforce development model to close this gap, offering innovative training that sticks and scales, transforming AI education into daily applied skill building. Invest in readiness now for measurable returns in 2026. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP, NASDAQ, 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated coverage on Alliance Resource Partners LP, NASDAQ RLP, for the 2025 Q3. RLP had a strong quarter with higher coal volumes and improved unit costs, resulting in a 6.9% decrease in total revenues to $571.4 million. Net income rose to $95.1 million, supported by lower operating costs and higher investment income. Adjusted EBITDA increased by 14.8% to $185.8 million. ARLP tightened FY25 guidance, expecting 4Q25 results similar to 3Q25. Quarterly results showed revenue, AJED, and AJEPS of $547.5 million, $161.9 million, and 0.46 respectively. Coal sales revenue was $511.6 million, with sales volumes up 3.9% YoY. ARLP ended the quarter with strong liquidity and cash flow, holding $541.8 million in total liquidity and $94.5 million in cash. The partnership returns a quarterly cash distribution of 60 cents per unit.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Vinte Viviendas Integrales, Vinte, Q3 2025. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on Vinte Viviendas Integrales following their acquisition of Derex, a prominent developer of sustainable housing communities in northwestern Mexico. This move signifies a notable geographic expansion for Vinte, allowing them to tap into high-growth markets like Tijuana, Hermosillo, Nogales, and Mexicali. With a 26-year track record and over 23,000 homes delivered, Derex strengthens Vinte's presence in underserved regions. In their latest quarterly results, Vinte reported a 17.5% increase in total revenue, with an average selling price up by 15.5%. The company continues to focus on green-certified housing, with over 23,000 EDGE-certified homes, positioning them as a leader in ESG strategies. Looking ahead, management remains optimistic about their 2025 guidance, emphasizing digital platforms to enhance efficiency and customer experience.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates 3Q25 report on OPFI. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their 3Q25 report on OPFI Inc. OPFI reported revenue of $155.1 million, with adjusted net income of $40.7 million and adjusted EPS of 0.46. Net revenue margin was 67.4%, showing a year-over-year expansion of 70 basis points from 3Q24. The strong performance was driven by record total revenue, growth in originations, operating discipline, and scale benefits. OPFI ended 3Q25 with $75.2 million in cash and restricted cash, maintaining a total funding capacity of $600.2 million. Total net originations for 3Q25 increased by 12.5% year-over-year to $246.1 million. The company raised the low end of its FY25 revenue guidance to $590 to $605 million and adjusted net income guidance to $137 to $142 million. Stonegate uses a PE multiple range of 8.5x to 9.5x for valuation, resulting in a valuation range of $14.56 to $16.28 with a midpoint of $15.42.
Stonegate updates coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., NCSM 2025 Q3. Stonegate Capital Partners has updated their coverage on NCS Multistage Holdings, Inc., NCSM, for the third quarter of 2025. During this period, NCSM reported total revenues of $46.5 million, showing a 6.0% year-over-year increase, driven by strong U.S. and international product sales, particularly in fracturing systems and wellbore construction. Adjusted gross margins came in at 41.7%. Looking ahead, Stonegate expects modest revenue and margin growth for the remainder of FY25, supported by core product lines and contributions from the recent ResMetrics acquisition. NCSM also reported solid quarterly results, with revenue, gross profit, and EBITDA exceeding estimates. The company ended 3Q25 with a strong liquidity position of $44.7 million. The integration of ResMetrics is progressing well, with expected synergies and growth opportunities. Management has provided updated guidance for 4Q25 and FY25, with modest adjustments to their valuation model, resulting in a midpoint valuation range of $52.05 based on DCF analysis. Hong Kong delegation concludes mission in Riyadh. A business delegation from Hong Kong, led by Financial Secretary Paul Chan, recently concluded a successful mission in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. The delegation participated in the Future Investment Initiative Summit and engaged in discussions with government officials and business leaders to enhance collaboration in areas such as innovation, technology, smart cities, AI, fintech, and biotechnology. Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 aims to reduce reliance on oil and transform into a private sector-led economy, presenting new opportunities for Hong Kong and mainland enterprises. The delegation also attended the Hong Kong-Saudi Arabia Business Dinner, where multiple memoranda of understanding and cooperation agreements were signed, paving the way for future partnerships. The Hong Kong Trade Development Council will continue to promote bilateral cooperation and looks forward to further strengthening economic ties between Hong Kong and Saudi Arabia. Investor news breaks: Global Tech Corp, GLTK, advancing AI and data solutions with diversified portfolio. Global Tech Corporation, ticker symbol GLTK, is making strides in AI and data solutions with its diverse portfolio. The company, focused on AI, big data, and digital infrastructure, is driving growth through targeted acquisitions and regional alliances. Global Tech's expanding portfolio includes platforms like Cadence for banks, Thrivo AI for business intelligence, and Baseball Blitz for baseball operations. Recently securing $1.4 million through a convertible note private placement, the company plans to develop AI-powered solutions, expand into international markets, and explore more acquisitions. For more information, visit Global Tech's newsroom. InvestorWire is a specialized communications platform dedicated to press release syndication for private and public companies and the investment community.
D-Wave Quantum, QBTS, to report third quarter fiscal 2025 financial results on November 6. D-Wave Quantum Inc. QBTS will report its financial results for the third quarter of fiscal year 2025 on November 6. The press release will be available on the D-Wave Investor Relations website. A conference call will be held on the same day at 8 a.m. Eastern Time to discuss the results and business outlook. CEO Dr. Alan Baratz and CFO John Markovich will participate. D-Wave is a leader in quantum computing systems, software, and services, offering the world's first commercial quantum computers. Customers can access quantum cloud services with high availability. The company addresses optimization, artificial intelligence, and research challenges. Forward-looking statements caution investors about potential risks and uncertainties. For more information, visit www.dwavequantum.com.
Husk launches Challenge Platform to help employers build sustainable health and wellness cultures. Husk, a leading wellness technology company, has launched Husk Challenge, a custom wellness challenge platform to help employers build sustainable health and wellness cultures. The platform offers physical activity, mindfulness, and nutrition challenges with a leaderboard to encourage participation and connect teams. Employers can create custom challenges, track healthy activities, and foster team connection through news feeds and chats. Husk Challenge aims to promote collaborative wellness, leading to healthier lives and a high-performing workplace culture. For more information, visit huskwellness.com or call 800-294-100.
Investor news breaks: Supercom Limited's NASDAQ Pure Security Suite's new standard through key contract win. Supercom Limited NASDAQ SPCB has secured a national electronic monitoring contract in Germany, valued at up to $7 million over 4 years, displacing the country's longtime EM provider. This agreement covers multiple programs using Supercom's Pure Security Suite, including GPS tracking, domestic violence prevention, home detention, and alcohol monitoring. CEO Ordin Trabelsi sees this as a strategic milestone showcasing the company's technology and execution capabilities. Supercom looks forward to supporting Germany in this project and continuing to provide innovative public safety solutions globally. For more information about Supercom Ltd., visit their website at www.supercom.com.
Network news breaks: Blue Sky AI Inc.'s BSAI modular NeoCloud platform set to power AI era. Blue Sky AI, traded on the OTC under the ticker symbol BSAI, is making waves in the NeoCloud market, tailored for AI needs. Global AI adoption has strained GPU availability, prompting Blue Sky AI to develop a modular infrastructure model that caters to specific computational requirements. This approach allows for seamless scaling as workloads grow, unlike traditional data centers. Blue Sky AI's nimble and decentralized design enables incremental expansion, faster deployment, high security, and reduced costs, positioning it as an ideal choice for the AI-driven future. Headquartered in Salt Lake City, Utah, Blue Sky AI is dedicated to providing innovative and sustainable infrastructure solutions to power the AI revolution.
Schumacher Electric Corp. launches portable jump starter plus air compressor. Schumacher Electric Corporation has launched the S6L186 portable jump starter plus air compressor, a compact, lithium-powered device for automotive, outdoor, and emergency use. Available at Walmart in November, the SL6086 delivers 1800 peak amps for jump starting, features fast charging USB-C and USB-A ports, a three-mode LED work light, and a high-efficiency air compressor with a max pressure of 150 PSI. With four inflation modes and automatic shutoff, it's versatile and safe. CEO Mickey Leach emphasizes the unit's reliability and portability, catering to various vehicle types and scenarios. Schumacher Electric's commitment to quality and innovation shines through the SL1686, offering a smart solution for today's mobile lifestyles. For more information, visit SchumacherElectric.com. Creating a modular, multi-event exhibit for a modern brand reveal. When Element Fleet Management needed a versatile exhibit solution for trade shows, Adler Display delivered a custom-designed 20x20 exhibit that could reconfigure into smaller booth formats. The goal was to elevate Element Fleet's brand while offering adaptability across multiple event footprints. The exhibit featured a 12-foot hanging sign, modular storage closet, backlit light boxes, a branded genius bar, wireless charging table, curved reception counter, and faux wood flooring. Adler Display also provided project management services, ensuring seamless event execution. Element Fleet now has a flexible, high-impact exhibit solution that enhances visitor engagement and showcases their brand effectively.
Lincoln Acquires plans turnkey delivery of Chandler AZ Data Center. Lincoln Property Company has acquired a 191,000 square foot data center in Chandler, Arizona, with plans to deliver new turnkey data center inventory. The property, located on 14.5 acres at 2500 W Fryard, will undergo cooling system improvements to save millions of gallons of water monthly. The facility offers 28 megawatts of utility power and features four data center halls, with one already leased to a Fortune 500 enterprise user. Lincoln will fit out the remaining three halls, adding 16 megawatts of critical capacity. The project will transition to an air-cooled mechanical system, potentially saving up to 3 million gallons of water monthly for the city of Chandler. For leasing inquiries, contact Rob Doretti at Lincoln Property Company.
LogicMark is pushing the edge with its medical alert products. LogicMark, a maker of personal emergency response systems and health communication devices, is pushing the edge with its medical alert products. CEO Chialin Simmons highlighted the innovative features of the Freedom Alert Max, a micro-sized phone with video check-in capabilities. With double-digit revenue growth in the second quarter, LogicMark is focused on continued innovation and growth. The company recently welcomed Jeffrey Durkin as Senior Vice President of Sales to help achieve their goals. To learn more about LogicMark's cutting-edge products, check out the full interview on Benzinga's All Access.
LogicMark's holistic approach, leveraging artificial intelligence and SaaS to protect aging loved ones. LogicMark Inc., known for its personal emergency response systems, is taking a holistic approach to protecting aging loved ones by leveraging artificial intelligence and software as a service. Their Caring Platform as a Service, CPAS, collects and analyzes data from wearable devices to provide critical insights and notifications to users and caregivers in real time. This innovative approach aims to empower older adults to live more independently. By offering an ecosystem of safety devices and SaaS, LogicMark is confident it can secure a larger market share in the projected $147 billion smart personal safety devices and software market. Their Aster mobile app and emergency button are just the beginning of their expansion into new addressable markets under the personal safety umbrella, generating multiple revenue streams. LogicMark's AI-driven software is designed to ensure top-notch protection and tap into recurring revenue streams. Omri Hurwitz Media named Israel's leading AI-driven PR firm. Omri Hurwitz Media has been recognized as Israel's top PR firm, leading the way in AI-powered public relations. Their data-driven approach, focused on generative engine optimization, is changing how brands gain influence across traditional and AI platforms. OHM's integration of GEO and algorithmic strategy has positioned them as a key innovator in digital reputation management. By engineering content that AI systems can learn and cite organically, OHM ensures their clients are prominently featured in AI-generated responses. Their focus on long-term influence includes owning a network of digital media outlets and podcasts, making them a geo-focused media leader in Europe and Asia. OHM's strategic approach has made them a preferred partner for global leaders and startups in sectors like fintech and AI. Their model combines storytelling with algorithmic positioning, setting the standard for effective PR in the algorithmic era.
Former collegiate athletic training coaches bring D1 training to Bel Air. D1 training, known for its athletic-based training, has opened a new location in Bel Air. Led by certified trainers like Hans and Jen Straub, who bring collegiate athletic training experience, the facility aims to help people of all ages achieve their fitness goals. With programs for youth athletes and adults, D1 training focuses on dynamic warm-up, performance, strength, core and conditioning, and cool-down. The brand, founded in 2001 by former NFL player Will Bartholomew, is rapidly expanding with over 150 locations nationwide. For more information on D1 Training Bel Air, visit their website or call 346-586-8141.
Trilogy Metals Inc., TMQ, CEO Tony Giardini participates in fireside chat about the Ambler Road in Alaska. Trilogy Metals CEO Tony Giardini recently discussed the Ambler Road, an industrial-use-only road in Alaska that connects the Dalton Highway to the Ambler Mining District. The conversation covered topics such as road permits, the significance of this area, and project timelines. Giardini also talked about Trilogy's federal equity stake, with upcoming milestones, and the importance of certain metals for the economy and national security. This fireside chat with Rick Van Nieuwenhuyse, chair of Valhalla Metals, highlighted the crucial role of the Ambler Road in enabling exploration and development in the region. Comprehensive Plumbing Solutions in Portland. The Perfect Service Plumbing and Drain Cleaning has established itself as the foremost plumber in Portland, Oregon, known for exceptional drain cleaning and emergency plumbing services. With over 20 years of experience, they are recognized for dependability, affordability, and community commitment. Their 24/7 availability for plumbing emergencies, advanced drain cleaning methods, transparent pricing, and customer-focused approach have earned them a loyal clientele. The company also offers a wide range of general plumbing solutions and stays updated on industry advancements. Community engagement is a core value, with active participation in local events and charitable contributions. For reliable, affordable, and high-quality plumbing services, residents and businesses in Portland turn to the Perfect Service Plumbing and Drain Cleaning.
Optimism regarding U.S.-China talks drives copper price to near record. The price of copper has surged significantly, climbing towards last year's record highs, fueled by tightening supplies and renewed optimism about global demand, especially with hopes for progress in U.S.-China trade talks. Firms like Tor Metals Inc. TSXT Met are capitalizing on this momentum to attract more investors. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering a wide array of tailored corporate communications solutions to reach a broad audience of investors, influencers, consumers, journalists, and the general public. To stay updated, visit Mining Newswire's website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.